Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now on the line, we welcome Councillor Daniel Shea, Councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72. Councillor, good afternoon to you and thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me.
Great. So, Councillor, we're looking at an update about what is happening with the power situation. Well, earlier on, we seem to have it back, but is there anything we need to know about what transpired earlier on?
So, as far as I know, everyone should be back. What we had earlier was a massive felt fire that was under the transmission cables coming from there, which managed to trip this entire side of the city.
Okay.
It seems like they got the fire under control and they have restored power to from Sebenza to here.
Okay. So Councillor, on that note, we're not looking at, whilst we're talking about power, are we looking at perhaps any load shedding issues anytime soon? I know this is unrelated to what you've just answered, but what can we expect going forward?
The word load shedding allowed, but at the moment everything's looking clear. It looks like Eskom actually has a bit of surplus power, so that should be covered. Of course, in Johannesburg we still have in certain areas where there are high density populations, and those areas the local grid can't take the load, but in general it's looking clear for all the suburban areas.
Okay. Councillor, whilst I've got you on the line, perhaps you could help. One of our listeners has repeatedly complained about some rubbish dumping going on in the area. If you can just bear with me, I just want to read the message to you. This is from a lady by the name of Yvonne. She says, if by any chance you're able to contact the councillor for this area, this is where the dumping ground is. It's between the intersection of Dorlon and Lyndhurst Road. This is adjacent to the Yuxki River, between the intersections at Pretoria Road and Wordsworth Road. Are you the go-to person? Are you aware of this, councillor?
I think if I understand correctly, it falls under Ward 80, which is Councillor Horwitz, but I'm very happy to pass on the message and see if she can put some pressure to get it cleaned up.
Okay, thank you so much. She will be very grateful for that, because apparently this has been going on for a week now, Councillor. But that being said, whilst we've got you on the line, are there any pertinent, shall we say, household community issues which you'd like to run by the community at this point in time?
There's nothing all that pertinent coming through, but I'd just like to request if everyone in the area who is on my groups is utilizing the tracker, so we can actually start covering accurate statistics of what's going on in the area, and at least hold the municipality to account based on those statistics, and working with the tracker really does help that.
Okay. And any roadworks, any issues of concern to the motorists and what have you, any lighting issues, anything to run by anybody at this point in time?
Nothing unusual at the moment, no.
Okay. Councillor, thank you so much. It will be appreciated if you can send them. Sorry, I'm just getting a message through from one of the listeners. The current electricity out. Sorry, I just want to get this straight.
Outage.
The current electricity outage. All right, so that had to do with the felt fire?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We just wanted to confirm, because we've got some listeners just calling in just to confirm what was happening there. Councillor, we'll leave it at that. And thank you so much for joining us just to clarify exactly what happened there. Councillor Daniel Shea, Councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72. And thank you so much for conveying that message regarding the rubbish dumping in that part of the world.